Hello, Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Welcome to our worship time together on this Palm Sunday as we enter into to Holy Week. So let's pray. Father God, as we enter into Holy Week this day, we pray that you would go with us and before us. And I pray for those who are listening online, that by your Spirit you would unite us with each other and with you, and that you would speak to us your living word of encouragement and challenge and comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody's going to come and bring our reading, which is from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 44.
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany, at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you."
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon this familiar story on this Palm Sunday of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, we pray that you would speak a fresh living word into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you visited Jerusalem today, you would not be able to travel the same route that Jesus took from the Mount of Olives down to the temple due to the separation wall. And this week there's been more killings in Jerusalem. We still don't know what brings us peace, as Jesus said back then. And our minds think of what's happening in the Ukraine when we think of the last two verses in 43 and 44. "The days will come upon you when enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." We think of the devastation on our news programs when we see these cities and towns razed and know that we still don't know what makes for peace. This passage is very familiar. A version of it comes up every Palm Sunday, every year. And there is a danger that familiarity breeds contempt. And we switch off thinking, "Oh, we know that story. We know what that's about." And we remain in a situation where we're unteachable because we think we know it all. This week, as I was meditating on this passage, a different angle came to me. I doubt I'm the first to think along these lines, but it was new to me and might be new to you too. Jesus approaches the Mount of Olives and sends two of his disciples ahead of him. He says, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find a colt there, which no one has ever ridden. untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent went and found it just as he had told them. And when they were untying the colt, the owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. What struck me was that the Lord needed the young colt, the young donkey. And I thought, we are like that young donkey. Jesus needs us too. As the donkey carried Jesus into Jerusalem, fulfilling the prophecy from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, where it says, rejoice greatly, daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So like the donkey, we carry Jesus and bring his peace to others. Donkeys are humble animals, nothing special. And likewise, we don't have to be clever, rich, or famous to be carriers of Jesus. If we accepted Christ into our lives, then we don't just carry him like a donkey, but he lives within us. Paul talks about making known the mystery of Christ in us in Colossians 1, verse 27, where he says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in you. The making known, the hope of glory, Christ is in us. He is our hope of glory. And we have this hope to share with others. And oh, how do people need this hope at the moment, ourselves included? Do we believe that Christ is in us? Or have we taken for granted the most glorious of gifts, that God in Christ has come to live within us by the power of the Holy Spirit? This Holy Week and Easter is an opportunity to rediscover or discover for the first time the joy of having Christ living in us and to celebrate this living hope. Peter talks about the living hope we have in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 9 where he says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are being shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come to you so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy for you receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So this is the living hope and the joy which we have in Christ. On that first Palm Sunday, it tells us that the whole crowd of disciples suddenly burst out into spontaneous praise when they came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they'd seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. They burst out in joyful praise. They didn't see the whole picture. How could they? Most of them abandoned Jesus in his hour of need. But we know the whole story, the whole picture, and have grounds for our joy and our hope. But that's to jump ahead a bit to next Sunday, so I'll leave that for now. Back to the donkey. We have a humble task to carry Jesus, or rather to be carriers of Jesus. carrying the aroma of Christ, as Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15. Last week we looked at the anointing of Jesus by Mary at Bethany, and I'm sure he still smelt of that perfume. And we are to carry the aroma, his aroma. The world needs the presence and the aroma of Christ. In the UK, people need to know God's presence, peace and forgiveness. Amidst all our worries about the cost of living and COVID and other things, only Christ can give us the peace we need. We see Jesus weeping over Jerusalem in verse 41, and he still weeps over it today with terrorist attacks, with walls and oppression and injustice. He weeps over Ukraine, and we still don't know what makes for peace. Will sending more weapons make for peace? Only knowing Jesus and following his way of peace, loving even our enemies, can bring peace. And only he will bring peace fully and finally when he comes in glory at the end. But even now, he lives in us and brings us his peace in the midst of suffering and war. And we are to be like the donkey carrying Jesus, bringing the King of Peace to others, so that they can know his peace and share with us the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is our hope, our glory. May we rediscover this Holy Week and invite others to share this hope of glory too. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Loving God, we pray for the leaders of nations and their peoples. We pray for Boris Johnson. We pray for Joe Biden. We pray for Vladimir Putin. We pray for President Zelensky. We pray that your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus sharing a last meal with his friends. Loving God, we pray that we may be faithful and humble friends to one another. May your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus praying on the Mount of Olives. Loving God, we pray for those seeking your strength and guidance at times of anxiety and fear. We pray for your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter. Loving God, we pray that we may remain faithful to you through all the testing times in our lives. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus being tried by the authorities. Loving God, we pray for those who face condemnation for doing what they believe you want them to do. We pray for your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus being condemned to death by the crowd. Loving God, we pray for the courage to stand up for our faith in you. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus being crucified and suffering. Loving God, we pray for those we know who are suffering physically, emotionally, mentally. We pray for your kingdom come, your will be done. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs to the Lord. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus dying upon the cross. Loving God, may we love you to the end of our lives. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. We close with a blessing. Be bold to share the life of Christ and show his love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for joining with us and hope you have a blessed Holy Week and draw nearer to Jesus during this time and hopefully see you next Sunday on Easter Sunday. Go well and God bless.